Charlie, you want to go for a car ride? Go for a car ride, Charlie? I don't like the new function on the iPhone 12 where you have a message come up. I mean, maybe it's good if people are like snooping in your phone and they can't see what message people, but it just says message instead of like what they said. And like, I want to see the message. Okay, it's just a crying, laughing emoji. My mom uses more emojis. She might use more emojis than anyone else that I text with. It's kind of funny and ironic. Supposed to be, well, not that she's not young, but she's not younger or as young as I am. So, not that she's not young, but, you know, it's supposed to be a younger than me person thing. And not the way it necessarily plays out. Cool. All right. Civic duty. How's it going, Josh?
If you think Saskatchewan should be changing its minimum wage at all, and which direction it should be moving?
Well, oh, which direction?
Maybe you think it should just be left up to employers.
If which direction?
To work for them for $2 an hour. Hey, more power to them.
Politics in this province, man. Fuck, man.
I don't know. Maybe you're a garage attendant and your whole job is to press the button and raise the arm when a car comes. And the rest of the time you're on your phone doing homework or whatever. Maybe you can be paid $3 an hour if we change the legislation and let the employer do it. Or maybe that person still deserves to make enough money to be able to live a dignified, comfortable life.
Okay, so you're being... You weren't actually suggesting that somebody should make $3 an hour. You're saying that as a... Maybe they should make enough money to live. Okay.
In Zone 9, the mule deer are just gone from hundreds to zero in just a few years.
I thought this guy was... He was playing devil's advocate, I guess.
Another texter asked, or he was saying
the shitty way and then being like...
Ministry of Environment.
Or maybe we should pay people at least the living wage.
7-4-2-2-4. We're back to more right after this. A really cool story about an animal discovery right here in this province. Stay tuned. 980-KGME-650-TKOS.
Itchy trigger finger, given the way that a lot of people in Saskatchewan think about things. So I was like, oh fuck, yeah, this guy's actually suggesting that people make $3 an hour.
TKOS.
That's like fucking cannon bottle money for me.
Government is getting national attention over its pronoun policy. On Thursday, a judge granted an injunction to stop the policy from being implemented for the time being. After hearing that, Premier Scott Moe announced he'd be asking for the legislature to be recalled 2 weeks early so they could get to the business of passing the policies into law.
And he says he'll use the notwithstanding clause
to make sure it goes into effect.
And call people what they want to be called.
Shocking and unconscionable. The Saskatchewan RCMP says events that mark and celebrate Indigenous culture are important for reconciliation.
No shit.
The RCMP held one such event in Regina on Thursday, ahead of the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on Saturday. And some familiar faces in Rider Nation are coming back. The 2013 Rough Riders are being inducted into the Plaza of Honor on the 7th. That includes QB Darian Durant and Coach Corey Chamberlain. Now CKO.
All right, let's listen to some
cloudy
music.
Cloudy with a 30% chance of rain around midday on Friday. Clearing later and a high of 8.
No device connected. I gotta work my magic. So I think we're gonna listen to White Trash, Two Heaps and a Bean. I don't think we've gone through the NoFX discography. Did I finish the longest line with you? I hope. I gotta get this light. Man, I actually made it. I never make this, well, I shouldn't say never, because, I mean, I just made it now, and I've definitely made it before, but that's a tough light to make, and I just made it. Yes, let's fucking go. All right, but, yeah, I think I played the longest line for you in its entirety. You know what? I'm not actually sure about that. So let's start out with, if I ever get this iPod working, if I find the right magic, whatever. Come on. I know you can do it. That's a really bad thing, because that means that I'm eventually not going to be able to charge it, and that it won't work anymore. And that's bad. That's really bad. I might have to look into getting a new iPod, or a new old iPod, or something. Come on. This might be it. This might be the end. Come on! Ah! Play that funky music, white boy! Sorry, Charlie. I forgot you were in here with me. I put my phone that's recording. Hopefully the voice is audible enough. Well, guess what? Come on! Registering. I just can't move the cord enough, the connection, the USB, enough to... Come on, I just want to listen to some fucking music. Please? There we are. I heard the sound. Then I guess I moved it enough that I made it unregistered. Come on. There we are. Let's go. Alright. I was listening to No Use for a Name this morning while I was practicing. Their live record. This is Don't Miss the Train. finish this song. There's going to be some banter, and then they're going to play The Answer Is Still No. You're going to hear, "Hey, what's your name?" "Fuck you, that's my name." And the crowd's going to say, "Fuck you, that's my name." But there's going to be some banter first. Actually, no, I think they're going to do an audience participation song. Are they going to play Not Your Savior? Yeah, this is the audience participation song.
This one goes out to all the girls.
Oh, fuck. I'm an idiot. It's Justified Black Eye, you dumb fuck. One of the... Oh, you know what? We got to hear this song. This is one of the greatest songs of all time. We go, "Hey, what's your name?" "Fuck you, that's my name." Oh no. Never mind. Okay, we're going to listen to Stranded off of The Longest Line, because I think we heard The Longest Line, the title track from The Longest Line. This song's called Stranded. Song's called Remnants, but we're gonna listen to it after we go inside and give Charlie to my parents. Kitty? Hi. What you doing? Hey, Kiki. Hi. Hello there. Can I pet you? Do you smell my dog? Are you trying to eat my dog? Alright. I don't know where you went. Oh, there you are. Hi. Oh, sorry. Okay, yep. Sorry, kitty. It's okay, kitty. It's okay, kitty. It's okay. He's in a kennel. He can't hurt you. It's okay.
There's a cat out here that's...
Oh.
Charlie's freaking out. I'm gonna go...
It's okay.
Where's the cat?
Right over here. Can I see?
Well, we got lots of cats on you. Which color is this one? The black one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Black long hairs?
Yep. 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 Black one, and there's a calico one, and there's a...
Let's see.
Are they friendly? Do you ever pet them? Okay. See you, kitty. Bye-bye. Yeah, it came right up to me.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I really want Seattle to make the playoffs, but...
You do?
It's going to be tough.
Why do you want Seattle to make
the playoffs? Well, as long as the Jays make it. Yeah, like, yeah. I want the Jays and Seattle to make it.
Well, yeah, but if the Seattle makes it, the Jays won't.
But I want Houston to not make it as well.
Oh, well, that's...
So if we can have Houston out, Jays and Seattle in, that would be great.
I don't think that can happen, actually.
Cruising.
Oh, no, that was the Rangers were batting.
No, they were.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah, get some runs, Mariners.
Hey, Charlie, hello, how are you? Oh, you had a haircut.
Charlie boy!
You had a haircut.
Look who it is! Look who it is!
Can we go out in the back? Do you want to go?
You want to go pee-pee?
Oh, when did you have a haircut, Charlie?
Pretty recently.
You look so tiny.
Hey?
Charlie boy!
He looks so small.
Looks like a new dog.
He does.
Call him Sheila. When he gets a haircut, he's Sheila.
Why do you call him Sheila?
Because it's, I think Blippi's dog is called Sheila. Benson made it up. He's like, that's a new dog.
Oh,
that's not Charlie, that's Sheila. Good boy, Charlie.
Are you looking for Grandpa? He's downstairs.
Yeah. You want to find him?
You go find Grandpa. I think he's having a little nap.
Sorry. He's gonna jump on him. Hey, you want to go see him? Let's go find him. What are you doing? You want both? You want? You don't know what to do, eh? Be conflicted.
How's Texas doing?
It's 2-1 for Texas right now. Sleep with Grandpa? Yeah, you can have a nap with Grandpa if you want.
Yeah. That he always knocks that over because his balls.
So you want this, and then after you're done with this, you can have a nap with Grandpa if you want. Up to you. All right. Oh, world's your oyster.
He looks so different.
Yeah, it's always funny when you get the haircut. I'll have one if you got one to give. Should have been.
Yeah, I just wasn't even thinking about the fact that... Are Jack and Joel going as well?
I don't think so.
No,
I'm not sure.
Guys?
I think it's just us and the kids.
Yeah, no, I should have... I mean, I've been thinking about,
Yeah. But I mean, it's...
It's not ideal, but it's not ideal when both of us work all day either, you know, so.
No, no, but we were away quite a bit with the Bruce tournament. But yeah, I mean, we'll try and get back, as you know, and let him out or spend a little bit of time with him or whatever.
For sure. Well, hopefully that won't be too much trouble.
Dad'll be home all morning tomorrow. We're both, I got Pilates for an hour, that's all. So Dad will be home till 1-ish.
Okay,
Charlie, yep, that's where your dishes aren't there yet.
Yeah, they will be though.
They will be, yeah. I'll be getting you a bowl of water and something to eat, yeah. Should we get your dishes? Yeah, okay, let's get your dishes. Got a place now. I think Dad's leaving
you
here.
Oh, yeah, you're not coming.
You're all confused, aren't you? Yeah, it's a tight ball game, boy. You see the play? Oh, yeah. Were you watching the Blue Jay game?
No.
Fizio made another unbelievable play in the field. Oh, Fernandez, he could break it open.
Ah, good pitch.
Yeah, also. Two-one Rangers. Yes. Yeah, I would like to see Houston out too, but I don't know if it can mathematically happen, mate.
No, they're only up like a game and a half. They.
Yeah, but if Seattle wins, then Toronto can't win.
Oh, really?
A little more.
Well, because Toronto wins. If they're tied, Seattle won the series.
Tiebreakers.
Sure?
And there are no tiebreakers this year.
They just go head-to-head.
A little bit
more. Yeah, whatever the...
Yeah, great. Perfect. Action. Cheetos, official sponsor of Sima Lima's fingertips.
I was told I was going to be the
Jays are up a half game on the Astros. And Seattle's down a game and a half on Houston. So that means Toronto's up two games on Seattle.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's good. This game hasn't been played yet. Or it's not finished yet. Yeah, there's three games left. There's lots could happen yet. Baltimore clinched tonight.
Yeah.
So they won the pennant.
So they won the division. They were in the playoffs, but they won the division.
They won the division tonight.
Texas hasn't clinched yet. Well, they're winning the division right now.
Oh, right, they are.
Because Houston has...
Can Houston... How far back is Houston on them?
Two games, it looks like. And they've given it away. I'll find out for sure.
So Houston could win it. Well, unlikely.
They're down 2.5 games. So it could happen, but it's...
Unlikely. There's only three games left.
Seattle's down 4 games, so they can't win the division. They can only make the wild card. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. It doesn't look good. Seattle, but I'd like them to. Yeah, what about the NL?
Corey Seager has the strangest swing, but he sure hits the ball out of the park. Seager strike out, a ground out to second, and an infield hit.
And waving at those two pitches. A couple of sliders. Chicago and Miami are tied for the last NL wildcard spot. And Cincinnati's down a game and a half.
Yeah, I know. I wanted Cincinnati to get
there. I kind of did too.
They're really good. They have the meanest fans ever. You should have seen Harper. Did you see
that guy is like, I just don't know. It's like he has a fetish for getting yelled at, that guy. Like, it's always him.
Did you see that? Did you see
the check swing?
Yeah, tonight?
It's like,
it wasn't.
I don't even know. Like, there's ups in our league that wouldn't make that call.
What did he see that he thought that was a swing?
He saw Bryce Harper, and he's going to yell at me if I call this.
With a full count.
Like, I just don't, like, there's no way that he's not doing something like that on purpose. Like, how do you make it to the big leagues and you're capable of making that bad of a call?
Well, in Schwarber,
like,
did you see they showed all his really bad calls in really critical situations?
Yeah.
They showed them tonight. Like, he missed a home run that went off the top of the fence. Schwarber got thrown out last year on the same kind of...
Like...
And 10th inning of a playoff game where he missed a double play call. And,
yeah.
Like, just...
No, it's...
It's always just him.
He's horrible. And, like, he's bad, but he's bad for a major league on it. Like...
Yeah.
He has to be good enough to be in the majors. So... How are you good enough to be in the majors? But that kind of thing, those kind of calls happen.
I just couldn't believe it.
Like, there's got to be something else going on.
Yeah, that's what I.
Because, like, he's a bad major league umpire. Like, him and Las Vegas are, like, the worst major league umpires. But they're probably still good enough to be in the major leagues. And if they're good enough to be in the major leagues, how do you call? How do you make a call like that if you're not doing it on purpose?
Well, I think he was.
Like, he has to be doing it, because what else would make sense? Like, yes, he's a bad umpire.
Yeah.
But that call is beyond being bad.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I mean.
Benson wouldn't make that. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't. Like, I'm a shitty umpire and I don't ump in the major leagues.
Right.
I know better.
Yeah.
Like, any ump in our league knows
Gary
better.
Gary with one eye. Yeah.
Gary knows better. Scott, like, any ump in our league, they're far from major league caliber. None of them are nobody's making that call.
Nobody's making that call.
So he's, maybe he's not good enough to be in the major leagues, but he can't be that bad that he's not good. Like, it is somewhere along the lines of being good enough to be in the major leagues. And it has to be.
Yeah.
Because...
Like, on purpose, because it's Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Or because it's Kyle Schwarber.
Right?
Well, or I wonder if it's because it's the Phillies. Because Philadelphia...
Like, there has to be something going on, because, like...
I think so.
Like I said, he's bad, but he's still a professional umpire.
And Harper was really choked about it being his last home game of the season.
Yeah.
He's out in the third inning. They lose the game 3-2. He threw his helmet in the crowd, though.
Yeah. So that's huge. Somebody,
But what he said was...
Well, for him, he's got, like... I guess he doesn't have to get tossed, but at that point, it's like...
Well, you know he's going to get tossed.
Yeah, like...
It was so bad.
It's so bad. So bad.
He's going to get tossed. Everybody said, oh, he's going
to
get tossed.
And they knew it. And, like, he doesn't have to act like that, but it's like... It's also a nothing game for them. They're in the playoffs. Like... People need to know how bad it is. Like, he doesn't have to. He can just walk. But that's pretty fucking hard to do after a call that bad. But he can just walk to the dugout and say, okay. But you know he's not going to do that. And I don't think he should have to do that. And especially in a nothing game.
Well, that's what he said. He said he's the one that gets punished.
Yeah.
And it was so bad.
It's like...
So bad.
So, like, I don't understand. Like...
Yeah.
There, it, like I said, it has to be, like...
I think so.
He's a major league umpire. Like, he sucks, but he's a major league umpire. He can't possibly be actually that bad. Like, there has to be something else going on.
Unless his eyesight's going.
But he's been bad. He's made horrible calls for decades now.
Yeah, yes, he has.
But, like, and yeah, he's a bad umpire. He's going to make horrible calls.
Yeah.
But, like, there's things that I just don't think that major league... Like, I don't think a major league umpire is capable of making that bad of a call.
I don't either.
Like, by making a bad call. Like, I think that it has to be on purpose.
Yeah, like a bang-bang at first base or something. Not any major league.
There's bad calls, and they make bad calls, but that one, that's one where it's like, you have a fetish for getting yelled at.
Yeah.
Or you don't like Bryce Harper, you don't like the Phillies, or you just want to cause a scene... Like, you're making the game about you. Like, there's something, because that...
Absolutely.
Like, there... I don't know, like...
I agree with you, totally. I've never...
I don't know that I've ever seen... Like, that, and that's a major league umpire.
I don't think I've ever seen a check swing call that bad.
That bad, right?
Ever.
And he's in the big leagues.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even... His bat was maybe far.
Yeah.
It wasn't...
It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close to being close.
No.
It wasn't even close to being close.
His bat moved about, I would say, maybe
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there wasn't like, I know a lot of times on the naked eye, it looks like their bat's still back.
Yeah.
But then you see the replay and it's like, no,
yes,
it snapped
yes.
and came back. His didn't do that.
Oh.
So I just don't. I don't understand how a major league umpire makes that call like by accident. Because like in a perfect world nobody's making a bad call.
Right.
But definitely nobody's trying to fuck up.
No.
Like nobody's trying to make
but
a bad call.
He was,
but I think he must be.
I think he was.
Because like
I think he was. I think he's trying to show off Bryce Harper. That's what I'm
saying. It's the only thing that makes sense.
For the Philly fans.
Yeah.
One or the other.
It's the only
or
thing
both.
That, it's the only thing that makes sense
both.
For...
By
yeah.
missing off and getting Bryce Harper thrown out.
Yeah.
You win-win. You get Bryce Harper and you get the Philly fans.
Yeah.
Insane.
And you make it about you.
And you make it about
and,
you. You get all
like,
of it in
I
one.
Just... That's the only thing that makes sense. An umpire of that caliber. And yet, like I said, he sucks. But he's still a major league umpire.
Yeah.
We've seen, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, like... The guys that up our league, most of them suck. They're nice people. Most of them are nice people. Maybe even all of them are nice people. Most of them suck, let's be honest. It's a hard job.
Like Harper said.
But, like, none of those guys are making that call. And they're way worse than fucking the pro. Like, that guy's a pro.
This guy is, like, known in the majors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He's notorious for it. Angel Hernandez.
Yeah.
Is notorious for it, but I can guarantee there's not a single ump in our league that's as good as Angel Hernandez is.
No,
but none of them would make that call.
No.
Nobody would make that call.
I was just and they showed it from a gazillion angles.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
Yeah, he's making
and
it about
it. And it's not,
him.
You can't review it. Right?
You can't review Chuck Swinger.
You can't review Chuck Swinger.
Yeah.
And he knows that. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He knows that.
Yeah.
This is a call.
He knows that it's
he
gonna
can't
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's
gonna walk off here.
Would be nice. But it's Chapman. Chapman in a game with playoff implications. Although, no, not as much for them. They're probably not missing the playoffs, but still, it's. Do they clinch if they win this game?
The playoff spot?
Yeah, if they win, they clinch. So this is
a big game for them. Big game for both teams.
This is a big save for Chapman to get, but.
But he can be really good or really bad.
Be wild today.
He can be really bad.
Most of them are big. Most of them are big. There we are. Let's go. Yeah, you got that on there.
Sure.
Tiger is number two.
Might want to bunt him over. I don't know how. Guy's 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position. Maybe you bunt him over. Oh, there we go. Never mind. Don't need to do that now. Got the bunt down already. You didn't even have to sacrifice an out for it. Should have let it hit him. Although 100 on your foot probably, yeah, that might put you out for some time. Might put a guy on the shelf. Now do you squeeze?
No, there's nobody out anymore.
He's having trouble finding, he may, I'm not saying he is, but he may be having trouble finding the zone right now too. So yeah, I think he probably
would. I don't think they're bunting here. No, nobody out. Oh my god.
Take the next two pitches. Yeah. Take all the way. Take two strikes. Although, Basic can win the game, so maybe you're looking 3-1. I think 3-1, you look for something to do damage with. Take at least a strike. Guys, been?
It's having happy go.
Nice.
Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Fights dry bacteria below the
gum
line.
Look at you, you're so skinny.
Healing and restores gums back
to health. You're so skinny.
Crest.
Go hit Grandma. Where's Grandma?
In yourself.
Where's Grandma? Go
and
get her.
In others.
Go get her.
You make the commitment.
Go get some pets. Go get Grandma to pet you.
Come
on.
Come here, Charlie. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, good boy.
So, when the unexpected happens and the world is in turmoil,
you're gonna stay with Grandma and Grandpa this weekend.
You're gonna stay with Grandma and Grandpa.
Invest in tomorrow.
Hey.
Visit invest.gold.
I know you're.
It's
so
easy to bring up staples. Make a bigger impression.
Don't stop petting me, hey? Don't stop petting me.
Does he ever do that thing where he grabs your hand and he...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
his
yeah.
nose, see?
Oh, for sure.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
Did DayQuil Complete Honey. Effective cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold. DayQuil Honey. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious power 3-day medicine.
Yeah, Travis is pretty bad, eh? Well, they should at least tie it up. 13 roaring saves. Wow. Oh, their bullpen is that bad, eh? I didn't know that. Oh, wow. How in the hell are they leading the division with a bullpen that's that bad? Because they can hit like crazy. Like, they swept the Jays, right, a couple weeks ago.
Well, and the the Astros have kind of righted the ship the last couple of games.
Yeah.
But they went on a real bad... Like, they got swept by, like, Kansas City, and they had a really bad run there, so...
Yeah, that's true.
But they're also 7th in starting pitching. And 17th overall, so, like, they're not... I mean, definitely they're starters. I mean, 7th overall is pretty strong.
Yeah.
In the entire league, like, that's in all of the MLB to be 7th best is.
And they can hit like crazy.
Yeah.
Was on a slider at the bottom of the zone and was in the strike zone. Here's a look at it. AQC Tracer has it as a strike.
That's definitely a strike.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Mariners lead this game. 2-1 Texas pitch.
Fuck, that's not deep enough.
This is shallow. This is way shallow. Way too shallow to challenge.
They're not going to win this game. Hard to punt now because there's it's a force. Can't really squeeze.
That's going to be just a weak ball. Had a breaking ball right there.
Well, it doesn't look, it's kind of looks like he's to where he can't see.
Bottom of the order, too.
Are they at the bottom?
Yeah. Just missed it. He almost barreled that ball.
What a situation for the Mariners. Infield is backed out, double play depth. Outfield still shallow. And again, great arms in Tavares and center, Garcia and Wright. Demo fast runner at second.
That was pretty coach.
Change up that time.
Yeah.
Been a change up. Sliders, curves within the Achilles heel for this club.
That's a money change up.
Well, that was a good pitch.
There's 4-for-7 runners in scoring position. They were 1-for-13.
What are you doing up there?
Go to the Josh.
Good eye.
Slider down the
good. Great team.
Take that pitch.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts in the zone. And
yeah, it did. It was
it was in the zone.
Yeah,
it was.
Curved out.
Here comes the 1-2. Popped it up. Long run, Young. Room, he's there. Oh, brother, what a catch.
They're not going to win this game. Unbelievable. Strand the bases loaded with none out.
Oh, they got the leadoff batter up.
Damn.
Big pitch
right here.
game on the line right here. Season pretty much on the line. Slicing drive.
No.
Oh, that'll do it. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Yeah. I thought the outfielder might have been on it there.
Well, they were playing, I don't know why they were playing shallow, because anything over your head, the game's over. So they shouldn't be, they should have been deep.
Especially with two out.
Yeah.
One out, you gotta be, one or none out, you gotta be shallow, because you gotta be able to throw out the runner. Inside out. Inside out of that ball. Inside out. It's on the warning track. I mean, that's a tough play, but if he's a little deeper. Well, what are we at now? I mean, I like the Jays, but they're not my favorite team, so... I like them though. I want them to make the playoffs, but so. So the Mariners are 86-73 now. The Jays are 87-71. Probably the Rangers, which is going to be tough because the Rangers are going to be trying to clinch.
You get an A-plus for that celebration. You also get your
Do
they have another
game?
Yeah. What are you doing
there? So... You make it look so easy. How do you stay on the fastball? They got Texas. Texas. Yeah, they got Texas. But the Jays have Tampa. But they have Tampa that's going to be wanting to start their starter game one of the playoffs. So. Yeah, Jays have three against Tampa. The Mariners have three against Texas.
Final game of the series between the Blue Jays and the Yankees. The Blue Jays trying to salvage
this. Astros have Arizona.
Should
be exciting.
Trying to contain Aaron Judge, but we don't
Jays winning tonight was big. Who pitched? Okay, well, thanks again, Mom. Appreciate you doing that for us. So, pick him up sometime on Sunday. Pick him up on sometime on Sunday, probably.
Yep.
That works?
Yep.
Okay, cool. No, you're going to stay with Grandma, Charlie.
Yeah, you go stay with
Grandma. Go see Grandma. Go see Grandma.
Come here, honey. Come here, Charlie. Stay with Grandma and Grandpa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, bye, Daddy.
Bye, Charlie boy.
It's only a couple of days. It's only a couple of days.
Okay.
Say bye. Say bye.
Bye, Charlie. Love you. Bye, bye.
Okay, love you. Have a good weekend.
See ya. You bet. Have a great weekend. Bye. Love you. See ya. In an hour. Really chipping away on the megabytes on this one. That's good. That's good.
Ass into White Trash, Two Heaps and a Bean. It's the name of the record. This song is called Sold Out. Or Sold Out. Sold Out. Sold Out. Like soul. Like your soul. And then doubt is in like doubting something. Sold Out. Sold Out by NoFX. Now we've got an all-time classic, one of the greatest songs of all time. The song is called Stickin' in My Eye.
We'll be right back.
called Bob. It's an all-time classic, one of the greatest songs of all time. Yeah, we gotta go. I've stayed up too late again. Oh well, is what it is. I might be getting up really early to hit in the morning. snacking. I shouldn't be doing that.
Thanks for listening, Jeesh. This is a long episode of Civic Duty. Thanks for, I don't know how long of it you listen to or any of it all, but thanks for listening. Hope you're doing well. See you later.